This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Is it 546?
So, Kevin Willett inherited a program at the University of Maryland, Ed, that had no direction. Coach left in the middle of the year. You had Danny Manning take over. He was horrible. We didn't know about recruiting. Who are these guys? You know, we had Reese and guys. Has Kevin Willett silenced the critics, in your opinion?
I don't know if he silenced the critics, because I think there's always going to be critics. People, there's a bunch of fans of all the sports here who are never going to be happy, no matter what. He silenced me because I was curious. I was happy when he came. I didn't like the way this program was left when the last coach just, pulls out midseason. Like, see ya, I'm out of here. Like, what? Like, what are those kids thinking that you recruited? I'm done. I got to go. If a player did that, you excoriate them in the press. That aside, I think Maryland's back where they belong. They're back as a nationally ranked team. They're hot. I think they're a much better program than they've been. Yeah, I think he silenced criticism in my mind anyway.
See, you said the word, though. You said you were curious.
Curious about what?
When he first got here. You weren't critical. You were curious.
Right, yes.
And that's the problem. People are instantly critical and not curious. And I'm like you. I was curious. What is this guy going to do? Jeremy and I talked about, we both knew his nickname, the chiropractor, because he makes adjustments. And people instantly said, Jeremy, the first year or two, he's not making adjustments. It's hard to make adjustments when you don't have the players that can do what you need them to do. Now that he has those players, did you see Iowa with 51 points in the first half and 20-something in the second half?
That's
adjustments.
And again, like I go back to when he got here, and maybe he wasn't there were a lot of people that wanted a bigger name. I don't need a big name. Just get me a guy that can coach. And on top of it, you'd like to get a guy that can recruit as well. Because I've said this before, there are three types of coaches. Ones that can recruit, ones that can coach, and ones that can do both.
Yep.
And the ones that can do both are the ones that keep getting jobs because they do a really, really good job. Now, the thing with him is I think he's recruited well. Getting Derek Queen here is huge. I don't think people realize how big that is, even though we're going to have him for 1 year. But you get to watch that, and now it's showing you that they will, I hate saying play the game, but that's what it is, play the game with some of these high school kids and one and dones.
I don't want to take anything away from Kevin Willett, but the one thing that he's great about with recruiting is he hired some great assistant coaches who have reputations.
So did Gary.
Who have great reputations with kids in this area.
Smart.
Yeah. So you look at the guys that came in. Those coaches, the coaching staff, have tremendous reputations around Baltimore metro area. And that's how he was able to get guys like Queen.
Well, and again,
like, and I say that because it sounds like you're dumping on them. I'm not dumping on them.
No,
I'm saying, you know, you get Kevin Norris and all those guys, man. You got, you know, Ricky Harris. Those guys have great reputations around.
But here's what some great coaches do, though. I mean, Gary, didn't Gary have like send Pat Sotes and guys like that out to the field to go recruit?
On and all those.
Yeah. I mean, look, had a lot of guys on that staff.
And that became the problem because they were going and he wasn't ever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Kevin Willard will go and seal the deal. He'll send those assistants out to talk to him, and he'll go seal the deal. Well, Gary, like, wasn't doing that.
Like, we had Kevin on the show usually, like, every week. I know he's on Haney's show now, I think once a week. But there was one point where it's like, hey, man, I can't do that segment. I'm out recruiting. And part of me is like, man, we had this segment scheduled, but I'm happy your ass is out recruiting, so go do your thing, you know? And again, like, you look at a guy like Willard who doesn't have a huge background that most fans are going to notice. Like when Rick Pitino's name came up, and I know you like Rick, that was a sexy name, and everybody's like, oh my God, you can get Rick Pitino? Tubby Smith's name came up years ago, and everybody's like, you can get Tubby Smith? They ended up with Turgeon, and Ed alluded to it, what Turgeon ended up being.
He really disappointed me. He really disappointed me. That you can't do that.
He bailed on everyone, man. That's just sad.
I don't feel like I leave at the end of a season because you got kids waiting for you.
Yeah.
It's one thing to leave it. If you leave, you get to the end of the season, you realize it's not for you anymore, you want to step away, fine. But I get to the end of the season and I look at these faces that I know are coming back next year because you're coming back.
Let me ask you a question, and just for you know what and giggles. You plan to leave in the middle of the season for whatever when you're coaching. You recruited. I know it's high school. Are you not going to go talk to all the girls you recruited and tell them what's going on and why you're doing this?
Yes, that's why I can't do it.
Because
I can't have that conversation with them.
Yeah.
That's why I can't do it. I can't look these kids in the face and tell them, yeah, we got X amount of games left. I just can't do it. If it was health, then I'd tell them that, you know, look, I'm sick. I can't do it. But just because of what?
I don't need you to get into the reason why, but I'm sure that was a difficult decision in leaving Mount Carmel and going to
Rosemont. I wanted to build a national program.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, when you have a limit, and I'll say it, IAAM limits you in games. There's certain games, you know, we got the TV game this year. That game wasn't scheduled at the beginning of the year. If I'm in the IAAM and I get a phone call saying, you want to add this television game? No, I can't. Why? I'm maxed out on games.
Mm-hmm.
We're independent. You get that call. Hey, we want to add this game. Want to play on TV? Yeah. Let me call my AD. That's why. It had nothing to do with Mount Carmel.
And if I'm a kid going, nothing to do with Mount Carmel.
Well, I'm saying it just sucks because when coaches don't do that and they just cut and run, they affect kids' lives. Happened to me. I've never even told you guys. That wasn't a big deal. But when I was a senior, I was supposed to go to Colgate. Coach Perriman had me sold on Colgate. Yeah. And I wanted to go to Crest, but they didn't want to have me.
Oh.
But anyway, no, seriously, I was going to Colgate. Go to call him one day just to check in. He's not there anymore. Not there anymore. So I had a couple of. I went to Rochester, which is probably a better school academically, but still. And then my roommate, who ended up living with me in Rochester, he was supposed to go there as well. I had to get him in. I asked the coach for a favor because his SATs were kind of borderline. They got him, so we both ended up in college. But like, he could have screwed us out of going to college.
But
seriously, we could have just been out.
You do know 4 out of 5 dentists recommended Crest over Colgate.
Oh,
try
that.
I'm waiting for that 5th dentist to get on board.
Yeah, what's your problem,
Bernie,
buddy?
And Jeremy. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up?
Hey, you guys got me thinking about Turgeon, and like his offensive style was so terrible and corny and just boring
no
to
offense.
Watch.
He ran a fake ass Kansas weave, and it's like, oh, there's 12 seconds. Why didn't my best player go 1-on-1 then? It's awful.
Ball all along the 3-point line. I'm like, what am I watching? They're just passing it around the 3-point line one way and then all the way back around the other way. I don't know. It was just corny. Just felt like saying that.
You could call it offense corny.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.